All right, now to happier thoughts.
Nah, you should go watch. Have you seen C on Apple TV?
No.
It's what's the big Polynesian dude named Jason Momoa? No,
okay.
Yeah, I watched it. It's kind of creepy, but it's good.
All right, that's my jam. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have remarkable numbers for catch percentage right now, right? I mean, just like take us into that. Like, what goes into being available, catching the ball, having such a high catch percentage? It's just really unique where you're at right now.
Yeah, I don't really think too much about it, to be honest. You know, it's just preparation throughout the week, doing the simple things right, the little details throughout the week. And when the ball comes my way, do the best of my ability to make that play. So.
Josh said in the quarterback room, they recognized early after you got here that you were easy to throw to. What does that mean? How do you try to make yourself easy to throw to?
It's a great question. I don't know. I guess whatever that I would just go to, like, you know, whatever the play is, whatever the meaning of that play is, just being where I'm supposed to be at, you know, whatever that route is, running the route, how we run it throughout the week, and, you know, don't switch anything up, you know, come game time, just I said, just the preparation throughout the week and get open. I mean, that's my job as a wide receiver.
2 weeks in with Amari here. What's the impact been, and could you see it progressively growing?
Yeah, I think, you know, with having Coop here, it definitely helps a lot. And just the level of player that he is, you know, it's amazing. I said this, you know, when he first got here, so I've been blessed to work with some pretty, you know, pretty good receivers. You know, you got Diggs, Gabe, Bees, now him. Like, it's just, it's a blessing, you know. So him being here, I watch his every movement, just how he run routes, you know, run after catch, all that type of stuff, you know, even going back and watching some of his, you know, film beforehand when he wasn't here, just watching those little things and the little things that he does, because he's such a great receiver. So
what was it like watching Keon's block during the wide receiver film session?
Yeah, it was dope. I was actually on that play. I mean, he had two really big ones, but right when he came off the line, put the dude on his butt, and then the sideline one. I had the ball and I ran past him, and I just heard like the sound of the bench. Had no idea what it was, and then everybody's getting hyped, and like, you see Keon on that, and I finally saw the play, and I was like, that's a dog mentality right there. You know, he's definitely you know, heading in the right direction. Just his mentality every day when he shows up to work, it's special, you know.
The high completion percentage, is that something that followed you from high school, college, all of that?
I have no idea. Like I said, I don't really look too much into stats and things. Just do my job. You know, try and keep it simple.
What's the key to being a sure-handed receiver?
Being on the same page as a quarterback, being where you're supposed to be, doing the little things right, and, you know, like I said, when the ball comes your way, make that play.
What about Keon? What have you seen week after week from the minute you first saw him here to now midway through his rookie season? Where have you seen him grow the most?
His mindset, just the way he handles his business, you know, forming into a true professional, you know. He's been somebody that's, you know, ever since he got here, been heading that the right direction, and just making sure that he handles the business right every single day, you know, being here early, getting prepared, staying and getting working after practice. Like, he's truly forming into a professional, you know, so I'm proud of him.
Not that you would not normally get their best shot, but considering where you are and they are in the standings, they know they have to give you their best shot this week. What do you see from their defense, and what have you learned about their defense playing them in the past?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great defense. They're physical. They fly around to the football. You know, great players. They're secondary. You know, you got Ramsey over there. Like I said, they just play together. You know, they're a team that, you know, I've never been one to look into, you know, records or anything like that. On any given Sunday, any team can get beat, you know, so we have to make sure that, you know, we put our head down and grind this week and go out there and play our best football.
You talked a little earlier this week, I think, about roles and understanding them better among the receiver group. Mm-hmm. When you kind of narrow that focus of what you're expected of, or what's expected of you, how much more easier, comfortable does it make it for you to go out and perform those tasks?
Yeah, I think it allows you to play more free, you know, just knowing what your job is, what your job is on every single play. You know, every single play is different. Knowing what your job is, what your role is on every play throughout the week, as the weeks go on, just, you know, defining what that is for yourself and communication with coaches and stuff like that. It just allows you to go out there and then play a little bit more free.